clips of John McCain over the weekend on a variety of things. I thought this was somebody thought this was his greatest political moment. I suppose in the current climate, it might stand out.
I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not.
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues, and that's what this campaign is all about. He's not. Thank you.
So you'd rather have Obama?
John McCain running against Barack Obama and said, no, he's a decent family man, not an Arab, which I'm not sure is the way you win anymore. Well, he didn't win, so maybe it was a bad idea to do that. Two things from John McCain quickly that a voice stood out to me. One, his forgiving his captors, which he talked about a lot, how you can't hang on to stuff like that or it'll ruin your life.
Yeah, I read yet another one of those stories over the weekend about somebody who'd forgiven the murderer of their, I think it was brother.
My grandfather, who was a POW from World War II, shared that very same sentiment with my dad and my uncles and my generation of the grandkids, too. That was, you can't hang on to that stuff.
Right.
That was really important to him.
Maybe when you have something really over the top heavy like that, it's like Charles Krauthammer at the bottom of the pool saying, I have got to let this go and move past this or it's going to
paralyze.
Yeah. Something really, really bad. Maybe it's just a stark reality. Either this is going to take me down or I got to let it go.
Maybe the feeling is that acute. Yeah.
I don't know. And the other thing, what was the other thing? I can't remember. Is the other thing here? Yeah, I thought the other thing was here. I guess it's not here.
Was this it? No,
so
that's
a water bottle.
We're all the other thing.
We probably shouldn't play that clip today, right?
It was funny. It was a funny. No, we should not play it today. Mm-hmm. That would be disrespectful. You can disagree with somebody and still be respectful.
There's another thing I liked about John McCain that was not political.
Didn't respect him, you can be nice for a day or two. It's just, it's the way we show that we've all agreed that we're in a society together, that we're in a culture together and we have to make it all work. It's a sign of civilization, in my opinion. Of course, civilization is crumbling. And, I'm going to be the last guy in a top hat and spats as the gorillas are fighting it out in the rubble-strewn streets of America, insisting on decency and respect and the rest of it.
When civilization crumbles, do we need like a day or two to be respectful of civilization before we can... Okay.
Before, shelling a school. I just like this story. And does this have something to do with Donald J. Trump? I don't know. It's mostly about Michael Cohen, actually, indirectly. Please keep me anonymous, writes Jim from... No, I'm kidding. Al or Aileen Anonymous. I have a close relative who, on paper, is a great guy. 65-year-old family man, solid job, intellectual, etc. By New York standards. This is a story that he's proud of telling. One day he's driving home from his job in the city, saw a guy with a sign that said prime rib for sale, and it was a great price. My relative stopped and purchased a sizable amount. I think it was like 50 to 70 pounds.
Wow, that's a lot.
Sure.
Whoever
he'd freeze a lot. And
whoever buys 70 pounds of meat.
Oh, man. You remember Rob, the grass-fed beef farmer?
Oh, yeah.
Man, was that good beef. I got to get some more of that. I don't eat a lot of beef these days, come to think of it. Anyway.
I'll eat yours.
That's enough of my beef musings. Anyway, so he bought like 50 to 70 pounds, thinking he'd freeze a lot, put it in the freezer, he'd have it handy. He brought it home and had his wife cook some of it for dinner. Well, it was disgusting. They ate one bite and had to throw out what she had cooked. Later that night on the news, they saw that some guy had gotten busted for selling kangaroo meat out of a truck.
Well, now why would kangaroo meat automatically not be good?
Well, it wasn't
gamey.
It wasn't automatically not good. It just wasn't good. Mm. It was terrible.
Didn't taste like a steak, maybe.
We're not arguing a principle here. We're arguing whether the meat they ate was crappy. And it was. Not wanting to waste the money he spent, he took the, quote, meat to a homeless shelter so he could get the tax write-off.
Michael's feed the homeless kangaroo meat.
Right. And he's proud of telling that story. Michael Cohen seems on par with most native premillennial wheeling and dealing New Yorkers I've ever met. He was just dumb enough to have gotten caught. I asked my relative once if he thought there were any businesses that were honest. And he said no, he's never once seen an honest business, and he thinks anyone who follows the law is a fool.
Wow, that's interesting.
Sound familiar? Trump's been simmering in a stew of people who actually admire him for skirting the law for decades. I will tell you this, having, you know, as a kid, I lived in New Jersey for a while. My parents grew up there. I went back there all the time. And so I was always interested in New Jersey / New York, which, you know, aside from a couple of rivers, are indistinguishable from each other. Yes, and I know Manhattan is distinguishable from parts of New Jersey. But anyway, culturally. And there's absolutely a culture of, yeah, it fell off the truck. And you don't ask any questions there that you wouldn't notice in Nebraska. It's wildly contrasting from the way people look at things, you know, in the Tony Bay area of California or Portlandia.
And do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? Mm. Or just it just is?
No, I don't think it's a good thing particularly, but it is a thing. Mm. And so the fact that Manhattan real estate developer Donald Trump, who you cannot get a square yard of concrete poured without dealing with the mafia in New York City, especially in the 70s, 80s, 90s. The fact that he would know a bunch of morally questionable characters is not only not shocking, it would be shocking if it were the opposite. And I think that's kind of the sort of the point. It's not an excuse, it's just an interesting observation. Involving a charming reference to kangaroo meat from our listener here. I thought that was good. But it's true.
Mostly.
I got a big screen TV for $100. A buddy of mine said it fell off the truck. What are you going to do? It's a good deal.
I don't know why I said mostly. It's not mostly. It's entirely hate for John McCain on the text line. Now, those of you who don't have a beef with him or are completely agnostic, whatever, you're not going to text, but it is somewhat striking.
Yeah.
And again, as I was saying earlier, so if you ever think the other side might be right on this issue, or if you're willing to give a little to try to get something passed, you're going to bring hate on you.
Yeah, that may be a little unfair. I had plenty of pretty strong disagreements with John McCain. And you know, there's critical stuff I'd like to say about him, but I don't feel like now's the time. And I really think everybody having their ego and their identity wrapped up in politics is unhealthy, because I don't mind, quote unquote, seeing the other side score a couple of points by saying he was a hero and a hell of a nice man and the rest of it, blah, blah, blah. And he has our respect. And the fact that I disagreed with him pretty strongly about some stuff and I wish he hadn't XYZ, I can let that moment go. I don't feel like I've lost ground by letting somebody say something nice about him. But a lot of people do. Yeah. They can't let that happen. Feels like they got pushed backward. I don't know.
Say Senator X and take John McCain out of it. So you could have a 100%, call it conservative, call it Republican voting record. Your party is going to love you when you die. The other party will not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could, and I think having a 100% record is probably not a good thing. How are you ever going to get any legislation through that your side, that's all what your side wants? How's that ever going to happen?
Well, I don't know that it is anymore. It's the age of hyperbole and a message that, hey, we got 68% of what we wanted. Let's go to the polls. It's not going to resonate, at least not for a while. You've got to make the hardcore argument to get people excited on both sides. I mentioned it before. I was talking to somebody over the weekend who is fully invested in the we're on the verge of a totalitarian regime feeling about the current administration, which is just hilariously misguided. But it's being sold every single minute on the left. And then you got to what's going on the right. I don't know.
I'll tell you if you.
That's why I announced that I'm now doing sports talk.
If you just stop,
my ass is worn out.
If you just focus on the John McCain story of getting shot down and being prisoner of war, it's a pretty damned interesting story.
How about Venus Williams? Her cat suit was banned at Wimbledon, or it was Serena, and it was France or something. But the point is, she can't wear that damn cat suit anymore. We'll take your calls. Talk to me.
That's your sports talk.
That's right.
Facebook has a three-step plan for dealing with the upcoming election, since they feel like they were used as a tool for evil.
Ah, and I have a real-life example of what them discriminating against certain points of view looks like. And it's so revealing.
This will all fit together coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation. Of the nation.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You know, I have heard a lot about John McCain's explosive temper. I don't know how many times I've heard that worked into a review of his life, and nobody ever bringing up, of course, he almost certainly had some level of PTSD from being a prisoner of war and shot down and floating in the ocean with broken arms, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You might want to throw that in.
Yeah. I don't know. When do you do these things?
I don't know.
Is appropriate? I'll tell you this, breaking news, breaking with tradition, White House flags return to full staff this morning. Flags.
Is that what we usually do or not? Did you say breaking with tradition?
Yes, yes.
Now, do we know that's breaking with tradition and not somebody just saying that?
Flags are lowered by a presidential proclamation, so the president decides who receives the honor. But the recent tradition for sitting senators who die in office has been to have flags lowered in their honor from their death until their burial.
Okay. Is Trump petty enough to not have the flags at half-mast for someone that he didn't like?
Yes.
That's a rhetorical question, by the way. I think we can all answer that in our hearts.
Fine. Why don't we just all do that? Let's all take a moment. Okay.
So this woman was on with Bill Maher the other night. She runs some tech website, used to work for the Wall Street Journal.
And so I keep saying to them, I said, you have abrogated your responsibility when you built these things. And the way you built them made them so they would operate this way. And so when you think about it, these sites were not hacked by the Russians. They were used exactly as they were built.
Right.
There was no hacking going on. The Russians walked right in and did them.
She was talking about Facebook and other websites.
Sure.
Okay. On how they were not hacked, which is a good point. Because it kind of like made it seem like the Russians, you know, got in there somehow. Actually, they just
didn't. Hacked the election. They influenced the campaign.
They actually just used Facebook the way it was designed.
Yeah, this was not a bug. This was a feature.
Right. And then more.
They don't think there's consequences. So they don't think about the consequences of what they created and what they invented. And one of the Facebook's biggest things that were on the walls, if you go to Facebook headquarters, first of all, all these headquarters are built as if they're for 12-year-old boys, essentially. All kinds of, you know, slides and things like that. And on the wall, one time they asked me to go down a slide, and I'm like, I'm not going down your f-ing slide. And I was like, I didn't like it when I was 8 years old, so I'm not going to like it now. But they have on the wall, they have this thing that said, move fast and break things. I think you've all seen that. It's the move fast, and they were all excited about move fast and break things. And when you think about it, you go, well, you've broken a lot of things, now what are you going to fix? But their mentality was that.
Right.
Break things.
So now Facebook.
Who is that person? I like the cut of her jib.
She runs a tech website, used to work for the Wall Street Journal.
Kara Swisher, tech reporter. I've recently discovered her about 6 to 8 months ago. Her site Recode, I've become a big
Recode,
fan of.
Oh, Recode, I know.
You
okay, cool.
I did like slides as an 8-year-old, but if I'm at your workplace as a grown person and they say, you want to try our slide, I'm going to say, no.
No. I don't want to try your pogo stick either. Let's do a little business here.
Anyway. You can boil Facebook's election plan down to three main challenges. It wants to find and delete fake or inauthentic accounts. It wants to find and diminish the spread of so-called fake news. Well, good luck. Who's going to determine what's fake news and what's
point
not?
Point of order, site, real site to influence America. Not fake site. Real site to F with you. Real.
That's a good point. No, this is a real website.
Yes.
We're just trying to convince you that the Olsen twins are behind illegal immigration.
That's correct.
But we're an actual website.
Mostly Ashley. American pig.
But we're going to stop the spread of so-called fake news. That's really tough. Because, for instance, how many newspapers last week had the Lanny Davis, Cohen's lawyer, saying that he knows about the Russia meeting? They had that on their website. And they still have that story bouncing around somewhere. That's fake news at this point.
That is correct. It is patently false. And I've got a great example of how that works and how it's not nearly fair on Facebook coming up.
Facebook also wants to make it harder for outsiders to buy ads that promote candidates or important election issues. By far, the most important thing is going after fake accounts. They have taken down, Facebook took down 1.3 billion bank accounts in the last 6 months.
Wow.
1.3 billion accounts in the last 6 months. That's an amazing number.
It boggles the mind.
It does.
They have 2.2 billion active monthly accounts. So not every account that gets flagged and taken down is qualified as an active monthly account. There's a lot more accounts that exist than the ones are being actively used.
Okay. All right.
They're going to try to stop Russian trolls from buying advertising. They do background checks to see who's buying the advertising and that sort of stuff. There was a story last week that the trolls were involved in a lot. I know we mentioned the Iowa girl that got killed by a guy who was illegal.
Oh, yeah.
The Russian trolls were involved in that on both sides.
Trying to trip people up.
Make it more divisive than it already was.
Yeah, isn't that something?
It is.
That's worth knowing.
They're good. You know, they really recognize the stories that would be easy to jump on.
Yeah, and I think everybody ought to have an awareness of it, but I'm not nearly as enthusiastic as some people are about policing it. Because, I mean, for instance, I'm in Arizona over the weekend, and there's a primary election for the Senate seat, Jeff Flake's seat. The governor's going to be appointing, I think, somebody to replace John McCain. Is that how it works? Yeah, that's right. He is. But anyway, Jeff Flake's seat's up for grabs. They got a couple gals running for the seat. Turns out they can let the girls be senators these days. Yeah, I know.
Huh.
I think it's an Arizona thing. But anyway, so it was funny. We're watching ball games and whatever, and these savage attack ads with the slow motion camera and the black and white and the weird fish. Kelly Ward wants to come into kindergartners and grind up the children for meat to feed to illegal aliens. I mean, it's just crazy over the top.
That's not a policy I would back.
Right, exactly. I'm voting for her opponent. And it was funny. We were laughing about it because who would watch these commercials and believe a damn word they say? I guess maybe some people, but not many. And I just keep thinking, we'll evolve as an electorate. And I see some Russian troll site, and I'll think that's bull crap, because you learn to recognize bull crap. Maybe not.
Yeah, but I... maybe I'll get better at this, but like last week I thought, well, this whole illegal killing this Iowa girl thing is a story, and people getting into their corners on it. Well, I don't know that they were.
And
how much of it was the Russians?
I also do think there's a clear dividing line between the Lanny Davis story, which you noted, which was absolutely misreported and bad journalism. But there's a difference between that and like the stories that were circulating in 2016 about, hey, you can vote via text. Just text in your vote.
Right. Right.
Like that is fake. Like when they say fake, like I think those are the sort of things that they fall under the umbrella of fake news, as opposed to we need to hold CNN accountable. They're more worried about other sort of things.
If you could take that down, you probably should. A story that's just obviously completely bogus.
I don't have time now to get into this illustration of how it actually works at Facebook.
You want to go down their slide? I'm not going down your effing slide, she said.
I love that. I will explain it to you.
You can picture Zuckerberg going down the slide with his hands in the air. Whee!
Senator, I'm going to go down the side.
PA announcement. Everybody, slide time, 5 minutes.
So here is a conservative website that got flagged and blocked and harassed by Facebook for a story. And I have in front of me the back and forth between the publisher of the site, and it's a fairly well-known conservative website, and the folks at Facebook arguing over why they got flagged and what they had to do about it. That is incredibly revealing.
Okay.
And we'll hit you with that in the next half hour or so.
God, we got this text. I had problems with McCain, but he was a legit war hero, no matter what Trump says. Yeah, there's no arguing that.
Right.
No arguing that. What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, Trump talks trade. Got a big announcement coming this morning. Arizona's governor may keep McCain's Senate seat in the family and selfies in outer space. Coming up.
One thing I really like is staying in the family when it comes to
political
politics.
Dynasties. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Who doesn't like that? Coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show. John McCain was a deep state sleeper agent. And the text goes on from there.
Good point.
He was the worst Republican ever, says this text. The best Republican friend the Democrats ever had. I appreciate his military service and supporting the military during his Senate career.
There you go. Well, that's I can respect that criticism.
The liberal media is loving him because he hates Trump. There's a lot to that.
Of course. Absolutely. And he loathed Trump.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff he said, I'd forgotten about it. It was incredibly harsh. And a couple of friends of McCain are talking about how if Trump had come out with lavish love and praise now, it'd ring phony. So they don't care. I don't know. It's kind of weird that the president can't work up something super nice to say about, listen, while we had our differences, he certainly was a hero, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it's odd times. Shout out to Little D starting her sophomore year of college today. Class is back in session. Jack, did you know the term sophomore comes from the Greek sophos and moros, meaning wise fool?
Did not know that.
No, you do.
Huh. Mm. News now with Marcia Phillips.
Well, President Trump's announcing trade understandings with Mexico that could lead to an overhaul of NAFTA. Earlier today, Trump was tweeting that a big deal with Mexico is looking very good. Representatives of the U.S. and Mexico have been working on renegotiating NAFTA, which Trump has called a disaster for the U.S. So the North American Free Trade Agreement was negotiated during the Clinton administration. Canada is also part of the NAFTA Accord, but is not involved in the current negotiations with Mexico.
Not yet, because it looked like Mexico is a better negotiating partner. Got to deal with them. Canada's going to be pressured to come along. Those damn Canuckers are going to be nothing without America and our good pals the Mexicans. You hear that, Canada?
America's hat.
That's right, America's beard has weighed in, and they're down for a deal.
The governor of Arizona, Republican Doug Ducey, says he will not name a replacement for the late Senator John McCain until after the senator's burial on Sunday. Ducey's political challenge is going to be to balance the demands of many Arizona conservatives who've soured on McCain over the years and Republicans who favored McCain's more moderate, independent approach. Likely chief among the governor's concerns will be to get a person who sets up the GOP to keep the seat in the 2020 elections. Word is right now, Senator McCain's widow, Cindy McCain, could be picked.
I couldn't dislike that idea more.
I have no idea what her opinion is on anything, but the idea of your wife or son or whatever gets the seat when you leave is just not good. Not American.
I have a feeling because people are soft heads and it seems kind of sentimental, you don't get a lot of guff for it.
If people vote for that, that's one thing. I hate it that we want monarchies, so we tend to vote people with the same last name. But people get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
A new poll about a rallying cry for some liberals to abolish ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is not a likely winner this election year. The AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research survey finds only a quarter of Democrats support eliminating the agency out the Trump administration's policies.
How much noise has that gotten? How much air has that idea gotten?
Driven by Che Guevara. Who said we should eliminate ICE. So only a quarter...
Who doesn't know nothing about nothing,
so only one out of four Democrats like that idea, yep. And no Republicans.
Right. That's where it stands as of now. By the way, now you can take some selfies in outer space with the help of NASA. From the comfort of your couch. NASA selfies let you put on a virtual space suit or pose in front of cosmic locations like the Orion Nebula or the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So far, they got 30 background choices, all from all real photos of space that were
captured.
Could
I pose in front of the star that was named after me?
Well, there's 30 locations.
I've got a certificate. Why is everyone laughing?
It was recorded in book form at the U.S. Copyright Office.
If that star is among the 30 background choices, why, yes, you can, Jack. Get a photo of you floating around in front of your star. And reports are saying Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have settled their divorce. Jen and Ben reportedly agreed on a property settlement, and the earnings over their 12-year marriage apparently were also part of the settlement as well. They did not have a prenup, so they will be dividing up the monies evenly.
Yeah, I can finally stop worrying about that.
And the word is the final settlement of the divorce case will take place as soon as Ben is out of rehab.
So I was reading about that rehab. Maybe I'll get into that later, Ben. It is
the one he's going to?
Yeah, it is something. Holy cow. It's just so over the top.
In what sense?
In terms of posh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, that's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, she's there too?
The fact that those places with the 5-star chefs and a motel room you could never afford don't work. I mean, you're there for 90 days, and then they throw you back into the real world, and then all of a sudden you go back to... It doesn't seem that shocking to
me.
Where
is my chef? Where is my chef? Get me liquor. Get me liquor.
And they say Ben, when he's working, is fine, but it's when he has downtime that he starts drinking again.
So bad journalism of a couple of kinds. Here's a, you know, an article in a reputable publication that has knowledge but no wisdom about the popularity of John McCain and Donald Trump and the rest of it. And then how it works with the fact checker on Facebook. If they brand you as fake news, what it takes to undo that and what their standards are. It's really interesting.
Also, we got a bunch of people texting that he's not a war hero. People say they are veterans. My dad was a veteran. McCain is no war hero. So apparently that's not settled. Yeah. A settled argument. Yeah. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back.
Did some school clothes shopping yesterday. Spent more money in one day than I think my parents probably spent on us in all our school years combined.
Adjusted for inflation?
Yes.
All right.
Even adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
Just the modern world, I guess.
Yeah.
Or me. It's my fault.
It is you.
Mm-hmm.
Got to hit the thrift store. I'm telling you. It's a bit of a funky odor in there, but...
There is a
Who
weird...
Who am I to talk?
It's got its own unique smell.
Yeah. It's what is that?
It's frugality.
Well,
the smell of being
come
frugal.
And smell the frugality. So we got a note from Sherry at redstatewatcher.com, an unmistakably conservative website that presents news from a conservative point of view, that's in a dispute with Facebook. And she CC'd us on her response to an already begun conversation with Facebook that I found very interesting. They had posted a story at redstatewatcher.com. And if you want to check it out, just so you know what it's about, we'll have a link for you. About the recently passed California law or proposed law, I can't remember what its status is, where restaurants had to offer milk or water as the default drink in a kid's meal.
That's so crazy.
And that only if the parent said, I want my kid to be drinking a Coca-Cola, would that be available. So the restaurant couldn't figure out, you know, for itself what would be most marketable, popular, etc. The state would mandate they had to offer milk and water as a default.
Shouldn't the convenience stores have to keep the pop and candy bars behind the counter unless you ask for them if you're going to go that direction?
You could certainly argue that. So now it turns out, to jump ahead a little bit, that Facebook flagged them as having a false article for reasons or fake news for reasons that will become clear in a moment or two. But Sherry wrote Jenny at Facebook, before I go on, I want to bring it to your attention that I included a few contacts in this email, a few other contacts, because I think there's a larger problem going on here with fact checking, and I'd like to be part of the solution. That is a very, very even an adult tone. When you flagged our original post, it was factually correct, but we still made the modifications you recommended, yet we've seen our traffic decline, indicating that we have probably been flagged by you for, quote, false news. We used the word to restrict. Evidently, the original story talked about restricting the parents' choices for what they should or what they could serve their kids. And Facebook objected to that and branded it as false news because they felt like Red State Watcher had misreported the original story, because indeed you can get anything you want for your kid, but you have to ask for it specifically. And Red State Watcher explains, we use the word to restrict, where restrict suggests a narrowing or tightening or restraining within or as if within an encircling boundary. The word used in Senate Bill 1192 is default, where it indicates water, et cetera, like the lack of a viable alternative is a restriction created by the bill, not because there's nothing in the world to drink besides water and milk. Therefore, the bill is restricted what restaurants may openly offer their younger clients, et cetera. That,
hard to argue with that.
Not only that, there are financial penalties if the restaurant does not openly offer something like juice to a child. And, of course, juice is absolutely full of sugar and no better than pop in many cases. You also mentioned that we left the line out that parents can still request something beside water or milk or offer it to the children. That was left out of the headline. And here's where it gets into just so wildly biased territory. Oh, my God. That information was left out of the headline, but was included in the text of the post. The same as regular news organizations like the Associated Press has an abbreviated title followed by text that has more details. I will not deny that we are a right-leaning page, so we see things through our own worldview, just as left-leaning pages see things through theirs. We are friends with many restaurateurs, and as business people ourselves, we see the story as an indication of more government, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. It is utterly clear to me that they are being forced to defend the entire, all the verbiage and the structure of their story against somebody who is coming off as an incredibly rigorous editor who is demanding neutrality in journalism, which is actually a principle I have no problem with. It seems kind of admirable. But listen, I'm talking as a guy who reads the news more hours a day than I want to admit, all sources, all the time, for professional and personal reasons. I see bias more egregious than Facebook is bitching about in 90% of the stories I read.
And more consequential stories, too.
Right.
How many headlines did I see last week about Trump closer to impeachment with Mueller's, you know, and wins in court?
Right.
Well, that's just, you know, that's just not a fair
right
headline.
It's, and she goes, Sherry goes on to write, I mean, she says that we feel that, because they were flagged as unreliable or something like that. I don't remember the specific designation for Facebook, but they saw their clicks plunge.
I just find
inexplicably.
I find it hard to believe that they spend this much time on a story that leans the other direction. Because that's a lot of effort into a not particularly consequential story.
I yell all the time about the AP, which is flamingly biased and regularly leaves out relevant information of this sort. And I just,
how much of it is just to discourage you from trying to get stories out at all, because you think, I don't want to go through that again.
And again, this is incredibly polite and diplomatically worded. It's difficult for us to verify that you are a legitimate fact checker, and there is always the chance that your message could be redirected, blah, blah, blah. You're literally in control of people's livelihoods in this position, and you may have lost a single father's job with us because we're not aware of your flagging us for several days after the article was posted, leading to a week's worth of decreased revenue, et cetera, et cetera. Please make sure that for other people you fact check that you keep it in the Facebook platform. There aren't standards in place that say, please look at that's a little arcane, but
I definitely think there's going to be more harm than good done in their effort to not allow so-called fake news.
Yes.
I think there'll be more harm than good done.
It seems incredibly clear to me that this was, quote, fact-checked and edited by somebody with a particular political point of view, somebody very young, somebody very, very enthusiastic, and these people were subjected to a sort of scrutiny that, again, when I was a young lad just out of college, my first job was writing for an ad agency, and my editor was this incredibly hardcore, strict, old pro gal. And man, she was tough, but it was a great learning experience. But the idea that Facebook would be taking that hardcore an interest in specific words and phraseology of conservative websites, I don't think for a single second they're doing that to left-leaning websites.
No, I
just don't. In fact, I can guarantee you it's not true. And so I'm telling you, Mark, if you're listening, number one, I think you're the Antichrist. Mark Zuckerberg, I'm looking at you. Number two, the problem with bias is you don't recognize your own, generally speaking, unless you like make a lifetime project of it.
Senator, I'll take a look at the Book of Revelation and get back to you on that.
But this is unbelievable. I had no idea that the fact checker would say fake news on a story like this that said California is going to restrict what parents can order the kids at a restaurant.
And then you argue over the
specific verbiage and whether it not should have been the headline. But it's in the text of the story that if you want, you can order a Coke. Should have been the headline. Misleading headline. I tell you what. And this is why I, Joe Getty, usually come down on the side of, I don't want these people, quote unquote, policing themselves. Because they'll do a terrible job at it. I'm fine with the Wild West.
That's Facebook. YouTube is making a change. You might notice this next week. More non-skippable ads. If you already have a YouTube, what do you call it, channel that makes money, you'll be able to turn on non-skippable ads on all your videos. That change rolls out end of this week, I guess. And advertisers pay more for non-skippable ads. Yeah, well, geez, I wonder why.
I never skip ads.
You don't skip them?
No.
Because you feel like you're stealing?
I feel like I'm stealing. Yeah, I'll watch them. I mean, if it's like a menstrual cramp project, a product that I, for obvious reasons, have no interest in, I'll watch the entire thing.
Cat food ad, and I don't have a cat.
I'm actually a marketing person's like greatest dream. I will specifically change buying patterns if your advertising campaign is clever enough. I call this the Dos Equis man corollary. I didn't drink Dos Equis before those commercials, and I drank exclusively that during those commercials. And with the skippable ads, I play the game. It's like, okay, you get how long till I can skip? 10 seconds? You got 10 seconds to hook me. Yeah. If it's intriguing, I'll watch the 30.
I've never not skipped an ad that I could skip, and now they're going to make it so you have to sit through the whole dang thing. And I think a lot of channels, well, I suppose they'll try to figure it out. If a lot of these channels that would get, you know, X number of hits on this type of video start getting fewer, they might think, you know what, people aren't putting up with the ads.
Yeah, everybody's feeling their way, and fair enough.
Yeah. I'll look for more ads on YouTube. It was amazing for a long time that we got so much content for free. Now everybody's trying to figure out how to make money off it, including, you know, this show, for instance.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was getting that big old bug for free. Signed the bass with a hook through his lip. Huh? That's how they get you, Jack.
What?
They tempt you in. You take a big old bite, and then they...
Ow! Ow!
Right?
My lip!
They yank you out of the water by your face.
Barbaric!
Like a big old stupid bass. That's what Zuckerberg and the rest of them are doing to you. Ignore the lure. Good book. That's a pleasure. Good book, a game of checkers with a friend. Huh? The old pleasures. Online this and that, please.
Game of checkers with a friend.
Right. In the park.
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. For all you John McCain haters, you need to have a place to vent, apparently. And I'm looking at it. Have been all morning long.
Probably a homeless guy chucking his feces at you in the park these days, but still.
Checkers with a friend. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.